Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me at David Dundee on my social media channels. That's DAVID DONDE and the podcast on fmr.co.za. As you may know or may not know about me, there's a little bit of a fascination with steampunk and a little bit of steampunk in my history, but there's also a fascination with mechanical keyboards. And I told you a couple of weeks ago that I would bore you about things bought on Temu. And these were sent to me. I did not pay for them, but I have a no obligation review system that the PR offered me. So this is my honest review of what will be a steampunk mechanical keyboard. And the brand is Eweeden. And I will have to spell that for you. It's a Eweadn. And the model number is a TK950. And this is a steampunk mechanical keyboard. The thing looks magnificent. It's a full-size metal framed keyboard that looks like it could be used for hand-to-hand combat. The switches are what they call the blue switches, and they are clicky and magnificent. They remind you of typing on an old-fashioned keyboard, which is probably the whole point if you're using a steampunk keyboard. Now, getting to the actual practicality of the keyboard, is it as well labeled as, let's say, something from Logitech? No, it isn't. The keys are illuminated, but finding out how to illuminate them requires use of the manual. Hooking it up via a cable, and it is USB-C, is a piece of cake. Anyone can do it. Hooking it up to the little dongle, also a piece of cake. You plug it in, but hooking up to Bluetooth requires reading the manual, but it does, of course, do that. The keyboard has a lithium polymer battery. And in the weeks of testing I've had, I can't test the battery because it's still pretty much full. So a long-lived battery. The thing is built like a tank. It clicks beautifully. It is full-size. It has a numeric keypad. What didn't I like about it? Well, only one thing. The command and function keys are reversed from the way I like them. There's probably a way to swap that out. I haven't found it yet. Is it a major inconvenience? No. If this was my primary keyboard, I'd definitely keep it. I would get used to it in a moment. How much would you pay for this? Magnificence. It's about R1,000. Now, if you're going to buy a mechanical keyboard, you're going to pay way more than that. And if you're going to buy a steampunk keyboard, you're going to pay way more than that. What's the long-term life of it like? I guess with the build quality, I would expect quite a few years. The keys are easily swappable. I guess if a switch breaks, you could swap one out. There are no spare switches in the box. I don't know if the switches are compatible with anything else. I would guess they are. Overall, value for money? Yes. Would I recommend it? Yes. You get what you pay for. I don't expect it to be a forever keyboard, but it is not disposable junk. That was the Eweeden TK950 Steampunk Mechanical Keyboard. And that's it. Thanks for listening to me this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DAVID DONDE, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.